opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
And good morning, Shasta County. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And this is Thursday, and it's Trish Clark. Carl is on assignment and not here this morning, so it's going to be me. I do have a guest coming in at 8 o'clock, and I believe someone's stopping by at 7:30. But for this first little bit here, we're just going to be talking about whatever comes to my mind. Hope you'll jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. It's 47 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 71, a low of 43 tonight. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 52 with a low of 46. Saturday, 72 and 46 in the evening. And we're looking for possibly a little cloudiness on Saturday. And on Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and possible thunderstorms. On Monday, we're looking at a slight chance of rains, and Tuesday, clearing again. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. They are locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veterans discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
You were going to write me a check.
I had to get out my cheat sheet I had forgotten to do that. So, Bob, I pulled my... That was funny. Okay, so how is everybody out there this morning? How's the lake level doing, Bob?
The lake level is looking absolutely awesome. We are still at 1,045 feet above sea level, which leaves 22 feet to the top of the dam. That's been a constant for a few days in spite of all the runoff. They're sending a fair amount downriver, and I know there's people, no, fill it up. Well, the problem is that reclamation needs that little buffer zone towards the top of the dam in case we get another big storm system coming in. They want to be able to not have it all just dump right on downstream and inundate the communities between here and the Delta and possibly put stress on the Delta levees. So they want to keep that lake down a little bit, and then when it looks like the worst of the rain has gone by, then they can let it let the runoff bring the lake right up to where they want, about 10 feet or so from the top. But right now we're still at 22 feet from the top, so it's going to be good while it lasts. Going to be great recreation up on Shasta Lake.
Always bearing in mind that the principal guiding rule for management of Shasta Lake is flood control.
Yeah.
First, last, and always. That's the holy grail. And
funky little fish that nobody has ever actually seen, notwithstanding.
Exactly. and a lot of people forget this. We've been through the battles with the recreation. We've been through the battles with all of the other. It simply is flood control. The reality is, had we ever paid attention over the last 30 years when we first started talking about the Cottonwood Reservoir and the Sites Reservoir and all those things, there would be a lot better ways to handle this, because when we get, I mean, it certainly seems unrealistic and employs no common sense when we're in the middle of a drought. We're not through the drought. The grounds are not still saturated. There's lots of areas that are still have no water, have no drinking water, and we're running water down, and it's actually at this point going out into the ocean in some instances because we have no place to put it.
Right.
It would be great if we could take this excess water that we have to take off and run and put it off into a little holding cell someplace. And then in the summer, when we need that water, be able to pump it back out and use it for irrigation and all the things we need. But The rains have come. We'll get past the drought. They'll stop talking storage again, and we'll go through the whole thing until it doesn't rain again.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I talk about a couple of community events coming
absolutely.
Up in the next several weeks? You know, the weather warms up, and that's when things just, they light the fuse up here in Northern California. Healing Waters Fly Fishing's second annual mixer takes place at the Veterans Hall in Redding on February 2nd. It's an opportunity for locals to support the nonprofit Shasta program of Project Healing Waters, dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military service personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities, including education and outings. Tickets are $20 a person. Contact Todd Cooper at 524-8033. To get involved in the Healing Waters Fly Fishing Fundraiser. Sounds like a great deal. Red Bluff Roundup coming up, first of many local rodeos.
Rodeo time.
That will be happening April 15th through the 17th, so it's already time to start thinking about tickets. Not only will there be horseback and, the occasional cowboy getting bucked off and flying through the air, but a more modern cowboy on little iron horses, freestyle motorcyclists will be part of the Red Bluff Roundup entertainment. The Flying Cowboys taking to the air during each performance of the roundup to entertain fans. Nick Dunn from Reading will be doing freestyle tricks. The 29-year-old has been riding freestyle motocross since he was 4 years old. So, So you want to see Nick Dunn and check out the Red Bluff Roundup. You want to get your tickets right away. On April the 30th, Safari Club International. Not Sierra Club. Good Lord, Bob.
Completely
at odds with this bunch. Sierra Club International is First for Hunters, and their annual fundraiser is Saturday the 30th at Wind River Event Center. Dinner donations and drawings, it costs you $60 a person, and it is well worth it. You are supporting the cause of, they are the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Now, the tree huggers would have you believe they're just out there slaughtering, wildlife wholesale. Nothing could be further from the truth. The money that is paid by hunters and fishermen supported conservation. And if they're out there doing the wholesale slaughtering, why has the population of, say, wild turkeys gone from 70,000 nationwide to about 7 million out there? You can't throw a rock without hitting a wild turkey anymore around here. So,
absolutely. I had them in my driveway last year. And up and down the street, we have a whole, a flock of wild turkeys wandering the neighborhood now on a pretty regular basis.
So that's all happening at Wind River Event Center. You can actually get a room to stay there in case you party a bit too hardy. You don't have to drive home. And for more information about those dinner tickets, call Larry McLeod at 474-5075, or you can call Ed Rude at 524-3252. For the Safari Club International dinner. There's more, but that we'll pause right there and let you have at it here, Trish.
Okay. Well, I want to talk just a moment about the what's happening over in Brussels and in Belgium. I find these things happening in Europe really touch home when I've done a considerable amount of traveling over there. Not considerable for me, a lot, but I mean I've been to Europe a couple, three times in the last several years, and Brussels actually was one of the last countries that I visited a couple of years ago, or Belgium was the country, and we went to Brussels and we went to Bruges. Interestingly enough, I remember distinctly commenting about the issues in the streets, the very obvious amount of Muslims that were there. At one point, we came across a corner.
Practically being colonized.
A corner, and there were the round rolls of wire, heavy gauge wire with barbed wire on them. And I mentioned to Francois, our friend that we were visiting there, that was a strange sight to see on a city street. She said that they rolled those out to block off that whole cell of Brussels on a regular occasion.
Now, is it the officials that are rolling out the wire?
It's the Muslims rolling out.
Really?
Yeah.
They are isolating their little communities.
Exactly.
Like I said, it's a colonization.
It absolutely is. And I watched a film right after I came back from there where this quite eloquent speaking gentleman, a Muslim, spoke about how they would completely be in control of Belgium by 2020.
You know, God love the Belgians. They're an awesome people, but they tend to be of the mindset, not unlike the French in some ways, that if we just play nice with them and ignore them, they'll go away. Well, that didn't work out real well in World War II. Hello.
Yeah.
Crack a history book here, boys and girls, and see what happened when you tried that strategy last time. Appeasement don't work. You stand up, you say, you're on our turf, you're going to behave, or you're going to hurt, period. End of conversation.
Yeah, and it's real scary. We've had communication with our friend Francois over in Belgium, and she's fine, and everyone she knows is fine. But they're kind of totally on just lockdown. You know, with these countries are so small in comparison to us. If something hits in the state of California, we're spread out a lot. Something hits in the metro and the airport in Brussels, that whole city's done.
Yeah.
And kind of in lockdown. So, you know, boy, 4 months ago, Paris, then the attack here in the United States, right here, local, if you will. And it's pretty scary.
And the response is we're going to take a multi-billion-dollar corporation that contributes huge amounts of money into the economy and make them the bad guys because they won't release their trade secrets to the federal government so they can look into everybody's phones while they're at it.
There you go.
That's a good response there, boys and girls.
You hearken back to how much our United States has changed just in so many few years. We're going to take a little break now.
Want to tell you this portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and Agent Cody Titus. I keep thinking Agent Cody Banks. Cody Titus, thrilled to represent buyers and sellers, whether it's someone buying their very first home, someone looking for investment properties, or finding that dream ranch you've always wanted. Reach Cody at 209-0721. That's 209-0721. 716 on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio Thursday edition starring Trish Clark. More after this.
Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a moving sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicles.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. Rodeo.
Redding Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Get your advance tickets to the barbecue steak feed and dance kicking off the rodeo on Saturday, May 14th. Go to readingrodeo.com, click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016, May 18th through the 21st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
720 KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It is still about 47 degrees outside. Do you want to have more fun in 2016 at the Reading Civic Auditorium? They've got you covered. Who can resist the hardest working man in show business? Coming here on Saturday, Jay Leno on March the 26th, Saturday. You can check for your any remaining tickets by going to one place, www.readingcivic.com. Do not buy from those other websites because you can get ripped off. Call the box office at 229-0022 for more show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for emails. Again, www.readingcivic.com. Now, back to Trish Clark, KCNR 1460's guest host.
Good morning. It is Trish Clark, and it is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And we're just having we've got someone from Merit Real Estate coming in here at 7:30. We were just talking a little bit about the issue over in Brussels, and I was reading that the Islamic State that they believe is responsible, the Islamic State group that they believe is responsible for these attacks, not only in Paris but in Brussels, has reportedly at least 400 fighters targeted or trained to target these different places in Europe. Unfortunately, I believe that we have only begun to see this kind of absolute disregard for anything. They've spaced themselves throughout Europe, certainly, and quite frankly, throughout the United States. And I think anybody who still has their head in the sand to believe that they're not starting and doing exactly the same thing here in these United States is simply not paying attention or refusing to listen to details. I think that sometimes when these things happen, I'm surprised at how quickly so many things have changed. We've had such dramatic changes in our society since 2007. And a lot of people fail to remember that the Democratic Party, the liberal side of our government, actually took control in this country during the Bush administration. The date actually was January 3rd, 2007, not when President Obama took office in January of 2008. The Democrats didn't take over January 22nd, 2008, or 2009. It was in January 3rd, 2007, fully 2 years prior to the time that Mr. Obama became our president. That was when the Congress actually turned over, and the day that the Democrats took over, for the first time, they had a majority in both chambers since 1995. And there, things have changed so dramatically since that date. I know that during the last 7 years, it's been popular to blame Bush for everything, but quite frankly, Bush's economy was doing great right up until the last 2 years of his term, when, in fact, the Democrats took over the office. The few statistics from that time. The Dow Jones closed at 12,621. The GDP for the previous quarter was 3.5%. The unemployment rate was 4.6%. George Bush's economic policies had set a record of 52 straight months of job growth. That was January 3rd, 2007. Again, I keep saying that date, because that was the date that Barney Frank took over the House. House Financial Services Committee, and Chris Dodd took over the Senate Banking Committee. That was when the economic meltdown started, the unemployment started, and all those things. I find it interesting that we've allowed them to blame Bush for all of these things all of these years, and yet think how many things have changed in our country in that period of time, that the things we're taking for granted. Our Congress, when was the last time we've had major discussions about a piece of legislation that was before our House or our Senate, things that they were actually doing? We've gone almost 7 years, in my mind, with executive orders, the replacement of his entire cabinet with czars that are appointed by him, report to him, and just get onto the Federal Registry and make laws every day. If you really want some time to waste and you want to just look at something, go into the Federal Registry and look at the new rules and regulations and laws that take effect every day in this country that impact all of our business climate and everything that we do. And yet there is no legislation tied to that in many cases. It's implementations of rules that have been passed by executive order, and the only way that we know about them, and certainly I can tell you the people that are very well aware of them, are the people trying to do business in this United States. Because each and every day a new one of those comes out and soundly wraps you around the head, another law you have to live up to, another update or upgrade you have to make to your equipment, somebody else that has to be insured or uninsured. I jump a little subject here. I happened to be visiting my doctor recently for a checkup, and he was talking about the just erroneous amount of money that it's taking for all of your physicians, private practitioners, all of the doctors to get into this federal computer system. Everything that happens, whether you get a blood test, a prescription is filled, when you see the doctor, anything that happens to you medically now is dictated that it must be on this computer system. I'm not technically savvy on some of the terminology, but everything's got to be online. So everybody has access to it. And so, in fact, the patients can actually have access to their medical records. Well, you think about the small little doctor's offices or the doctor's offices that have 2 and 3 employees or what have you. They can't afford to do this. That's why your private practitioners are going into groups, or they're going to work for hospitals. They're because they can't afford this hundreds of thousands of dollars to put in all of this medical equipment to track everything. What brought that whole conversation was about was when I went to my doctor, who I've been going to for, well, I don't know, 30 years, I had to fill out a whole set of paperwork. That about my medical history from birth till now, and there was a lot of questions on there that quite frankly I didn't feel comfortable filling out and answering, because I kind of don't like that's going into a national database, and I kind of just left a lot of stuff blank. But the point is that was all being scanned into a new system that is part of the new federal registry system for all the patients. The cost of that is absolutely astronomical, and our private physicians can't afford to bear it. So we are in a position in this country, and I think you've all noticed it, it's going to be harder and harder to get a doctor, to find someone that has the time to spend with you. We're becoming a number, so that'll if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and if all that, you know, it's going to be cheaper, it's not going to cost you so much money. I don't know what your medical insurance is costing you, if you can still get it, but it's certainly not like it was. So a lot of changes. That was and not all of them, or not any of them, for as far as I'm concerned, is good. This is certainly a life-shattering, life-changing election that's coming forward, and I hope that everyone is going to be paying a good deal of attention to how that's working out, and that they're going to pay attention, follow this. I hope we haven't gotten the Republican candidates so decisive against each other that the Cruz camp is going to be unable to support the Trump camp or the Trump camp unable to support the Cruz camp when we get down to this awfully important election.
True believers stay home, which is just what the Democrats would love to see.
And it scares me to death that they're going to get into that, because this is in my mind, a really, really crucial bellwether kind of election.
Well, I don't like anybody, so I'm not going to vote for anybody. I'm going to stay home and vote, and that will be my vote. Well, that you might as well just hand it to Hillary.
If you're not part of the solution,
no.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah.
You need to get involved in it.
Hey, 729, this portion of the program brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors providing the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. You can register online at readingccw.com, or you can call NFI at 999-1822. 7:30 now on KCNR. More after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs, or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Easter is this Sunday, March 27th. Join me with my jazz ensemble featuring Bernie Baker on guitar and Bruce Kalin on bass. Hi, this is Linda Bott. This Easter, we'll be singing and playing our favorite jazz standards on the veranda from 11 to 2. On this Easter Sunday, View 202 will feature a special Easter menu. So join us and call 226-8439 for reservations today.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
7:33, KCNR 1460, as we roll through a free fire Thursday. And I want to do a quick thing here about Wellgate Sports Club, a sponsor for this portion of the program. Now, anybody who knows me knows that there could be a little bit less of Bad Bob walking around the planet. And that's been the case for quite a few years. And so I have made a, I'm going to Wellgate Sports Club. It is a new facility here in town. They have a fabulous facility, including a saltwater pool, small group training, 3 to 5 people. You can, through their aqua personal training program, you can get increased range of motion, flexibility, and reduce exercise inflammation, reduce joint wear. 12, 24, or 36 session packages available. Wellgate Sports Club, it is a beautiful facility. Check it out there at the corner of Eureka and Benton. Phone them up at 768-1205.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark at KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call if you have a question. 605-4567. It's about 47 degrees in downtown Reading, and the weather update, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. So I'm joined in the studio now with John and Mary from Merit Real Estate.
Properties by Merit.
Okay, I got that right. So I think the audience is familiar with you because you come in and chat with Carolyn and Linda on regular occasions. So what have you got for us this morning?
Well, I've got an upcoming listing that's coming in Sunset Terrace. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath. 2,615 square feet. The list price is going to be $395. It should be on the market the first full week of April. So if you have any questions or want to know more, you can call me at 530-949-1550. And
tell
so
us just, well, what's happening in the real estate market right now. Is it warm? Is it a buyer's market?
It's a seller's market. There's not enough inventory. There's actually only 872 residential listings right now, which is kind of low. It is low.
Normal. So is this a, just for the listening audience, is this kind of a good time to be, it's obviously then a good time to be looking.
It is. Rates are super low, and there's a lot of motivated buyers. We just need more sellers.
So if you got a house, now's a good time to put it on the market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we can sell them fast.
But historically, I'm thinking school trends, and if people want to stay where they're at until their kids get out of school in the spring, and
not necessarily.
So much.
We're not seeing that. They just hang on until, you know, they'll list them now. Right now is kind of the peak time to start listing. It usually takes, you know, 60 to 90 days to sell a house, and then they'll transition to their new home over summer vacation, or if they're relocating, that's when we see a lot of relocations happen.
So if they're listing it, yeah. I noticed that, and I have some friends, but not in this area, in different parts of the state that have found that all of a sudden things are going on the market and going off like boom in a lot of places.
They're selling fast. They really are, because there's not enough inventory, I think, is the gist.
Interest rates good?
Interest rates are great. Yeah.
Are they going to, do you think they're going to change anytime soon?
I think they're going up, without a doubt.
Before the election? I doubt it.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just
saying. It's one of those things where they all kind of creep up slowly, you know, almost eighth at a time. It just depends on what happens with the market.
But you know, they're historically low. I remember when I purchased my house, I had 7% interest. That was kind of common.
Yeah.
7-8%. Of course, the house is sold for a lot less money then, so I guess that's the difference.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rates are super low. I mean, even if we saw a pretty substantial increase, they're still lower than they were, you know, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's interesting from an investment point of view. Those of us who aren't looking to buy a house, but maybe have a little bit of money in an IRA or would like a CD, a thing of the past. I mean, why would anybody put money in a CD that's earning 0.023 or something at this point? You could make 8, 9, 10% on a CD, and I think those days are
they're gone
in our rearview mirror. I don't think we're ever going to see that again. But interesting how the impact of interest rates or what have you is different on different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what else you got?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about our firm. We're a small firm here. We have two offices, one in Sunset Hills out in Cottonwood, and then one in Hempstead, 499 Hempstead. We're a full service. We do commercial and residential. We are just a very local company that likes to see our clients happy.
How many, just the two of you work out of the office, or do you have more?
We have three agents and one broker.
I'm actually with Megastar Financial.
Okay.
We're off of Hilltop on Executive Way, right by Placer Title and Remax.
Okay. And so you do the...
The loan side.
The loan side of, yeah. of the, and you do the, okay, yeah. Perfect. Certainly, I think people are always interested in issues about real estate. In certain areas that are hotter right now in Shasta County, or do you just deal in Redding? Well, you deal in Cottonwood as well.
Yeah, so. You know, I'm not seeing that any particular area. Most people that are familiar with Redding, just especially when they're first-time home buyers, they just want a house. And right now, I'm seeing that they're paying less in a mortgage than they are a rent. So it's a great time to buy.
It is. And I can remember way back the idea of a rental on a long-term basis just never seemed to make a whole lot of sense to me, because you don't have anything to show for your money at the end of a period of time.
You're just paying down somebody else's mortgage.
Well, you are. And, of course, there are the upside of that is that if something goes wrong with it, you don't have to worry about fixing it. The downside of that is that you really can't make it your own or personalize it, as a lot of us like to do when you buy a house.
Right.
And then you want to paint different colors and change this and change that. And I don't think they've built a house, you probably will agree with this, Mary, that a woman doesn't want to change in some way when she walks in the
door.
Absolutely.
There's always something to change.
But sure, I've never lived in a house that I didn't want to go in and knock out a wall or do something a little different.
Right. Yes,
even the one that I built myself. Within 6 months, I had decided I wanted to change
something
that.
Different, right?
Yeah, something a little different, going a different direction. So, loans. You handle all kinds of loans.
Oh yeah.
Because the GI loans, I know were very big at one time. Is that something that we're getting a lot of?
They've kind of changed it over to a VA loan, which is very popular up here because it's 0% down. So you don't have to put any money down. You can obtain a home.
And that's really, that's good, do they have to pay closing costs, or does the VA loan handle all of that?
It depends on the situation, but mostly no. It's usually 102% covered by the VA, and then it's literally almost a free house. One of the last ones I did, they actually got their earnest money and their appraisal back at close. So it was literally 0% or zero down, zero money out of pocket.
Does history tell us if there's no skin in the game, they have a harder time hanging on to it?
Yes, actually. Statistics definitely show the less you put down, the less likely you are to keep it if anything goes wrong.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
I think that's a lot of what we see in our society all the way down the line. That's why I like to see a little, you know, if you have to put something into it, then you have an investment that you want to protect, and it's easier to solve the problem than walk away from it.
Yeah.
The issue that we had with so many foreclosures, I know at one time we had so many foreclosures around Shasta County. Is that still out there?
It's shrinking slightly, but there are still foreclosures and short sales available. I mean, it's one of those things where I don't think it'll ever completely go away, but it's definitely down from 2009, 2010. I mean, it's a lot different now than it was a few years ago.
Has the market, and I'm asking these questions, because I'm sure there's other people out there who are totally uninformed about the real estate market as I am, given that I'm not in the, you know, I think if you're not looking, you don't pay any attention. If you're not buying or selling, you kind of just let that, okay, I don't need to worry about that. It's not something on my plate. Having said that, prices, I know that in my neighborhood, in that period you're talking about, 2007, 2008, 2009, my nice $100,000 neighborhood turned into a $300,000 neighborhood overnight. You know, I live in one of the older subdivisions, and actually the oldest subdivision in the city of Anderson, the three custom homes down next to the river.
Oh, wow.
The three blocks there. So, I mean, those are nice houses, but they're older.
Overnight.
And some of my house has been retrofitted and you know, updated through the years, and it's quite nice, and I think. One of the houses, about three houses down from me, actually, who still had the aqua countertops and puce bathtubs, and I mean, you know what I'm saying. And that darn thing sold for $289,000, and I went, my house is worth $500,000 if that's
right. Overinflated.
So I thought, boy, really unrealistic. Has the market, my guess that was a long way of asking, is the, you do feel like the market is now more realistically priced?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Absolutely. I mean, price per square foot when you're looking at averages to do comps, and again, it varies a little bit neighborhood to neighborhood and at east side, west side, which is a crazy notion, but it's true, are pretty realistic. And I think sellers are pretty getting a little bit better about being realistic about what the value of their home is.
Yeah.
Not always. But.
Well, I think it was certainly an unrealistic market. I know in my neighborhood that it had been pretty much first time or second buyers in that whole area. We were all kind of ensconced at the house we live in. We bought from the person who built it. Several of the people surrounding us were the original builders of their home. And then during that period, oh my gosh, it just all changed, and we ended up with all kind of speculation, speculators coming in.
Right.
Ended up with a lot more rentals for a period of time than I was happy with. I mean, you could just see and my point about not having skin in the game, you could see the quality of the neighborhood just deteriorate.
Right.
I mean, I'd drive around the block, and I mean, there was actually cars parked on lawns and things,
oh,
and
wow.
I'm going, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to be able to stay here the rest of my life because it was a nice, well-kept,
right.
Quiet, safe neighborhood. Went through an awful transition there for a few years. Now I'm starting to see it settle back down where I can see, okay, that house has a real owner in it now.
Right.
And you can always tell. Why can you tell that? Probably somebody's going to call and say, you're talking badly about renters. But I'm just saying, on an average.
they take pride in ownership.
I think there's a difference in the house. You can see things starting. They're starting to do some upkeep and care a little more about the yard and how it looks. And,
oh, I absolutely agree.
Yeah, I think I don't know. That's just my observations. But well, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us
on.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Okay. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The Ethanol Free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Redding Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Redding Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is returning to the Cascade Theater in Reading April 1st. Robert Cray, the Pacific Northwest Zone, the man who brought blues back to the pop charts decades ago, performs at the Cascade Theater on April Fool's Day at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss out on tickets to this amazing performer before the show is sold out. 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. Robert Cray, April 1st at the Cascade Theater.
Spend your spring break exploring at Turtle Bay. We will be open all week, March 28th through April 3rd, for a fun and educational way to enjoy spring break, with programming every day and something new to inspire wonder around every corner. Put Turtle Bay on your spring break to-do list. We'll be open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th through April 3rd. For more information and program schedules, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM community radio for the North State. Please jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. I know that there are several of you in there, I'm sure. Recognize I don't watch that, so I'm hoping you're enjoying what we're talking about this morning. Or you can give us a call if you want to be a part of the show at 605-4567.
Here's one to wrap your brain around from, I think this was from SunGold. Renters typically do not take care of a yard, as it should be. One reason is landlords. Housekeeper rents and their landlord called, told them, stop making the house look so good because he was afraid the taxes would go up.
A whole different angle.
Something Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, part of that is the city that says, any money that we can grub from you, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And then spend it on something.
Yeah, well, I continue to remind people that we get the kind of government that we deserve. We need to watch more closely who we put in office in all instances. Kind of an interesting little, I'm looking at these figures for the Trump Cruz, the primaries, that have yet to go. And kind of, you know, keeping in the, I'm wondering if we're actually going to go to that brokered convention. I'm hoping not. I'm hoping one of them is able to reach the 1,237 delegates that's required to win it. But you know, it's hard at this point to figure out whether that's going to happen. We have these primaries that go all the way. You know, I was unaware of this. I actually looked this morning. Some of the primaries go all the way into August. That's after the convention. Is it not? When is the convention, Bob?
I think it's
in May.
I'll have to look that up right now. But of course, traditionally, California's primary has come too late game.
They've already made the decision right by the time they get there.
This time, however, at least on the Republican side, California could be the big kahuna for the Republicans. Now, it's a done deal for the Democrats.
Exactly. I mean,
Hillary's going to pull California. But with all those delegates up for grabs on the Republican side.
In June.
Yeah.
In June.
Now, a lot of people I know have registered independent, therefore don't get a say in the primary. And the reason that they declined to state or are independent is because the Republican Party as it stands now doesn't speak for a lot of them.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. There's a whole lot of us who feel like, I think the Trump phenomena is that there is a whole lot of us who feel like we have one party. It's called the Washington Party. And they're all back there doing what they're doing, and they're irrelevant of what they've said they were going to do when they were running for office. So we don't feel like we're being represented. We elect them. I mean, I think that Rubio was a perfect example of what happened there. He was strongly supported by the Tea Party when he was put in there. He was a conservative. He was going to go back there. He was going to do all of these wonderful things and promptly got bought out by the other side, became a part of that Gang of Eight, drank the Kool-Aid, and was part of the problem.
Let's put it this way. It's the same ugly shade of paint. One side, the Democrats use a roller and the Republicans use a brush.
I think that you're absolutely true. And that's, I mean, that I believe is exactly why Trump is such a phenomenon. Cruz, on the other hand, he is in some people's mind part of the establishment, i.e. he is already an elected official. I would caution people to not listen so closely to what they say and pay more attention to what they've done. Even though Mr. Trump is not a politician has not been in office. He certainly has a record. He has a history of how he has behaved and what he has believed and what he has done, just as Senator Cruz has, only as an elected official and more involved in government. And I would say to you, if in fact you want someone with a proven record of saying what they're going to do and then doing it, I don't know how you can look much further than Ted Cruz.
Yeah. I think that Trump is speaking, it's saying what a lot of people want to hear. And it's unfortunate that it's gotten to that point. He is a showman, and I'm hoping that if he is successful in this bid, that his business acumen will kick in, because, yes, he's had some failures, but overall, I mean, the guy has started with almost nothing and made himself into quite a success.
Well, almost nothing. He had a big, big step up, and more than most of us have, but even having said that, you're absolutely right. He's been tremendously successful.
You can't run a country like a business exactly, but it certainly helps to have the same instincts.
It wouldn't hurt to have a little business acumen in there at the same time. And I'm hoping that in fact he will take to heart what he's heard from the people that are supporting him about what they want, and that if in fact he is our nominee, which it looks fairly likely he might be, that the people who are supporting Ted Cruz can maybe encourage him to put somebody in with him that has the knowledge, the ability to pay attention and reconstruct this country following our Constitution. Because in my mind, that absolutely is the only answer to the question. Yeah. And that's the other thing about Ted Cruz, is he can articulate the way that you actually solve the problems using our Constitution to do it. Makes it sound a whole lot less daunting. Sometimes I look at what's happened in this country and I think, I don't think there's any way out.
Yeah.
But there is, constitutionally.
If Trump gets the momentum, the Republicans are going to have to bite the bullet and say, okay, we can't just get rid of this guy. We can't rig the convention, because that will blow up in their face.
Oh, I think they'll have an absolute riot.
Yeah. Nothing could be worse than them trying some chicanery to get rid of Trump, because that's going to backfire on
it.
Yeah, that's going to backfire on an epic scale if they try that. So,
I think so. Yes,
take the lumps and say, okay, we've got a showman, but let's put some people behind him who will be reasonable voices and try to put something together that can take on her.
Exactly.
ABC, anybody but Clinton.
Well, exactly. And I think that we really have to get everybody's mind wrapped around that. I know that I like a lot of what I hear from Trump. He also scares me to death, because I think he's very volatile, and I don't have a basic feel-good trust about what he says is what he's going to do.
When I was in the Navy, I do remember getting a letter from my mom saying that Reagan scared the hell out of her.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Deja vu.
Well, there you go. And certainly I know that there's a lot of people who don't like the evangelical side of Cruz. A lot of the picture that's being painted about, I think the part that upsets me, and I kind of have to avoid getting into these marathon watchings, because when Trump starts calling Cruz a liar, and all of those things, that's where I really get my back up, because I do honestly believe that what you see is what you get with Ted Cruz. And he has proven it repeatedly. He's a brilliant scholar of the Constitution, has argued successfully in support of constitutional issues before the Supreme Court. He knows what he's talking about, and he knows how to get there. I am hopeful that he is a part of our future government operations, because I think he's going to do just such a good job. I can't think of anybody who I would rather have in a position to select and nominate at least one Supreme Court justice, and possibly two during the next 4 to 8 years. And in my mind, that's one of the most important decisions that will have to be made. And I'll give a shout out finally to the Senate, Republican-controlled Senate, that they've dug their heels in and are refusing and hopefully will continue to refuse to look at Obama's nominee. I mean, I think
that's a mistake, personally. I think they should not have painted themselves into that corner saying, we're not going to consider anybody because we got our arms crossed and we're being like this. That is playing into the Democrats' hands by saying we're being obstructionists. No,
I disagree. That's exactly what the Democrats have done.
No.
Not only once, but twice in the past. It's standard operating procedure. He should have been, God forbid, once in his life, accepted the inevitability and not even nominated anybody.
I would have said that, we'll listen to your guy and then let him say his piece, say, nope.
That would scare me to death because once it's on the floor, I've watched the Republican Senate fold like an Arab tent too many times. I'd prefer not to even have that subject brought up because I don't think he can control the votes. So that would be death by, that would be crazy. We're going to take a break now. We're going to see you in the next hour with our guest, Jane Quinn.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Belgian prosecutors say a suicide bomber who targeted the Brussels metro this week had rented a house that was used as a hideout for the Paris terrorist attackers as well. The statement today by the federal prosecutor's office confirms the link between the November 13th attacks on Paris and this week's suicide bombings in Brussels. Senator Lindsey Graham among those weighing in on the terrorist attacks this week, and he said on NBC's Today Show it's time for the U.S. to change its approach to dealing with ISIS, and that means boots on the ground.
If you don't destroy them on the ground, this continues. Another 9/11 is coming here. It's being planned as I speak in Syria.
He suggests helping arrange for a coalition of Arab nations to put some boots on the ground inside Iraq and Syria to fight back against ISIS. Some of that's already happening. As of today, the Iraqi military has announced that its army, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, has launched an operation to recapture Mosul. That's Iraq's second-largest city currently being held by ISIS. Colonel Steve Warren is a spokesman for the U.S. military headquarters in Iraq, though, and says the Iraqi military is going to have to bolster its numbers if it wishes success.
That means gathering up enough forces, equipping those forces, training and preparing those forces for battle. And that's going to take some time.
There's scarcely a more heated issue in the pro-life versus abortion debate than the use of fetal tissue research. And as correspondent Wally Hines reports today, a House committee is investigating fetal tissue research and finalizing plans to issue subpoenas.
The committee, formed in the wake of those controversial Planned Parenthood videos, is set to issue 17 subpoenas for the names of people involved in the research. That, according to the New York Times. Committee Chairwoman Marsha Blackburn will ask for the names of researchers, graduate students, lab techs, and administrative personnel. Committee Democrats say the subpoenas will put those people in danger. They're accusing Republicans of intimidation.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes at miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
With the Apple versus FBI case as a backdrop, experts say tech companies are likely to keep on boosting the security of phones and online services in the future.
Smartphones and internet services are a trove of personal data, everything from messages and photos to banking details and records of one's movements. In the wake of the Apple FBI case, companies are moving to make it harder for anyone but their customers to pry into their digital lives. The move would also make it more difficult or perhaps even impossible for companies to answer government demands for customer data.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. At the moment, the San Bernardino case is on hold while the FBI evaluates an alternative method of getting into that phone. Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has been convicted of genocide and 9 other charges and sentenced to 40 years in prison. The Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal found him guilty of orchestrating Serb atrocities throughout Bosnia in the early 90s. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Japanese ships have caught and killed more than 300 whales during a controversial hunt in the Southern Ocean.
Nearly 4 months after it left, the flotilla of whaling ships slipped back into the port of Shimonoseki in western Japan. On board, the remains of 333 minke whales. 103 of them male, 230 female. According to Japan's fisheries agency, more than 90% of the females caught were found to be pregnant after they'd been killed. That fact will further outrage anti-whaling activists, but the fisheries agency says it proves the minke whale population in the Antarctic is in a healthy breeding state.
That's the BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes. Travelers trying to fly out of Denver facing long lines a day after a spring blizzard shut down the airport. The number of stranded travelers during an already busy spring break travel week made for some long lines at airline check-in counters and security lines today. More information at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Carl is not with us this morning. He's off enjoying some family time and Easter weekend coming up. So it's just Trish this morning. And I have a guest in the studio that we're going to be visiting with in just a little while. It is 47 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 71, a low this evening, partly cloudy with a low of around 43. On Friday, it's sunny with a high near 72 and a low of 46. On Saturday, we're looking for slightly cloudy, a few showers possible in the evening with a low around 47, and on Sunday a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And right now at 8:06, we're going to break away for just a moment and have a conversation with our Wells Fargo advisors. Yes, put that headphone on your head.
Oh.
Susan Eastman with a Market Minute. Hello, Susan.
Good morning. Well, the stocks are starting out lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 50 points at 17,452. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 2,028. And the NASDAQ Composite down 3 points at 4,765. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 19 cents, trading at 1343. Ford off 33 cents at 1293. Chesapeake Energy down 16 cents at $3.97. For local stocks of interest, AT&T down 2 cents at $38.52, PepsiCo off 47 cents, trading at $100.34, Bank of Commerce down a quarter at $6.51. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.87%. And for commodities, oil is down $1.17, trading at $38 a barrel, gold off $3.20 an ounce at $12.22, silver up a penny at $15.28 per ounce. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Thank you for that report.
Thanks so much, Susan. We'd love to find out what's going on with our stock market. It's been kind of volatile and interesting to watch. So I'm joined now in the studio with one of my very favorite people. I work with her down at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. She gives computer classes down there. Beyond Basics is her class on Thursdays, and a little bit of everything about computers. But she's also involved with another group here in Reading called the Computer Users Group of Reading. So we're going to kind of talk this morning about all things that we carry around with us and use and kind of the digital stuff in our life. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about Jane Quinn for our outside people out there.
Oh, Jane Quinn. Well, I'm a member of a bunch of really good people that like to just computer hobbyists. So we are all the our group. We're just bent on just sharing our learning process and camaraderie and fun and learning all the new stuff that affects our daily lives and all the new technology, what the new upcoming stuff is, and just keeping in step with technology and the stuff that affects our everyday lives.
Exactly. So all of these people out here that have iPhones and iPads and tablets and computers and all of these things that our kids keep buying for us and giving to us and telling us this is going to make your life perfect. And then you get them, and they just look like a foreign language to you.
Do you remember that commercial on television where they come, the grandkids come to see the grandparents?
Yeah.
And they say, "Oh, good, you're here," and they just thought, all of this stuff doesn't work.
Yes, exactly. So I think there's the great commercials. I think the one, and some of them are European, where they give the dad the iPad, and he uses it as a chopping board, and then puts it in the dishwasher, and all kinds of fun stuff. Here's the point, though. There is an opportunity and many opportunities available for you right here in City of Anderson and in the City of Reading to join a group that learns how to use all that stuff very effectively and has a lot of fun doing it.
Yes, that's what we do together. But weekly, when you say there's opportunities, weekly at the Frontier Senior Center, there's classes. And on Mondays, there's the Mac group. And then on Thursdays, there's the PC group. And in my group, we combine everything. We have tablets, we have phones, we have laptops. And with the setup that we have at the classroom, with the Apple TV, we're able to get all the devices on and share them. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. That last Thursday, for example, we were working with Google Photos, which I know you want a lot of talk about. You want the answers to that. But everyone in the room had a mix of stuff. We had tablets with Samsung tablets. We had iPhones. Samsung phones, people had Kindles. It was just amazing. And we all can share the same apps. So now this whole new thing of apps and devices has gotten us all excited and learning new stuff and all together. And we can carry it with us, which is great because, you know, in the old days, you had the PCs and the monitors and stuff. Yeah. You couldn't walk around with that stuff.
Yeah. You now carry more computing power in your pocket than a university had in the 1960s.
Right.
That's an incredible statement when you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw out right early on in the beginning, is one of the things that you tell your students, your seasoned citizen students, that a nice young man isn't going to call them with a Russian accent is not going to call them and say he's from Microsoft and he wants to fix their computer because there's something wrong with it.
Right. We always address things like that to help our seniors with a heads up thing. Things. And several of our groups say I don't own a computer. That's their response.
And you know, that's the interesting part of this because I struggle with that a bit because every once in a while, as a matter, it happened to me the other day. My iPad pulled one of those things that it's not going to do anything. And then it finally, as I was trying to restart it up, it actually came on with a picture of a cord telling me to plug it in to a PC. And I thought in my mind, okay, so I'm a senior without a computer and I have this iPad. What the heck do I do now? I did exactly as it pointed to me to do, and I went in and I plugged it into my PC. It started itself back up, contacted Apple, straightened out whatever little problem it had, and came right back up and is running fine. But so I wondered about.
See, now, you experiencing that would be on our, you know, when we start the classes. We started off with, what interesting things happened to you this week? And you would share that. So, I mean, that is what we're all about. We share what we know because things change so fast. And what we knew yesterday doesn't apply today. So we all encourage each other to get into the cloud. I know you don't like to hear that word. And I know you don't believe me that you're protected in there because you have controls of that. But that's where everything's going. So
I know.
You sink, everything sinks. And people come in the classroom and they're upset because they open up their tablet. And they left their computer at home, and they said, my pictures are there. How'd they get there? You know, so we always address issues like that. And it's just a fun, you know, time.
I think one of the things as we get older, we have, they say we lose our memory, but we don't recover well from things that happen. I had an absolutely horrifying experience with the cloud when they first started. You will remember, Jane, that thinking my iPhone and my iPad with my computer and and everything was working beautifully. All of my Outlook, my calendar and my contacts and everything that I wanted to go together would sync on beautifully. And then all of a sudden the cloud got into the picture, and on my calendar I had every kind of reoccurring event that I had on my calendar, i.e. a birthday, an appointment that I had, you know, every once a month or twice a month at a certain Tuesday or second Tuesday of the month, anything like that. Anything that was in my calendar in a reoccurring mode, I had 16 of them.
I know, and you live through these horrors and you share them.
and they never solved it.
Yeah.
Frankly, the highest level of tech people at Apple that I was dealing with, like on a daily first name basis, finally said, quite frankly, Mrs. Clark, we haven't figured out how you are thinking that old an operating system on a PC with your iPhone and your iPad to begin with, and we can't tell you how to solve that problem except to take it out of the cloud. I did, and I have not been back.
You know what's interesting? When you bring that up, when you experience stuff like that, that's what we share in the computer club. Is you'll come in and
you'll hold my hand and get me through that.
We'll hold your hand and get you through it, or tell you can't get there from here.
Yeah.
You know, which is saves you a lot of time. And mostly the answer is always money. Buy a new device. Buy this, buy that.
Exactly. And since then I have. Right. And then so I have, you know, all different system in it still. But I've been still in the back of my mind is that it's all working really well the way I'm doing it. Why do I want to take on that? I mean, every time I do an update on my iPhone, it says, now let's update the iCloud, and I go, nyeh.
I know. And that's, as an example, because we're all seniors in this group. We're all seniors in this group. And so one of the programs we had was all about light bulbs. You know how you have to change the light bulbs now and how they're so different? Well, one of the members brought in an example presentation, brought all the equipment in and showed us what the lights look like. And then another program we had was about Roku and Netflix and stuff like that. And you're like, why do I have to do channeling, you know, all this movies and stuff? Like, how do you save money doing that? Because we have not got a raise.
Yeah.
So we just have to look at all our equipment. So, I mean, it's pretty much a lot like that.
Okay, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with more about all those everyday devices.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service for all makes and models of heating and air cooling systems. It's coming up on that time of year to have your cooling system checked out. They offer warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge? Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
21 counties declared for the state of Jefferson, and still we remain ignored by our occupiers in Sacramento. Little do they realize all they've accomplished is making us stronger. Come find out how. Shasta County Town Hall, Saturday, April 2nd at 4 p.m., the Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Come hear Mark Baird speak on representation, accountability, constitutional principles. What they said could not be done is being done.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 47 degrees, and the weather, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and soon it will be cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane. Now, back to Free Fire Radio.
And this is Trish Clark. It's Thursday, so of course it's Trish Clark. Carl isn't with us today, but my guest is Jane Quinn, and we're talking all about all the kind of little gadgets that we're all carrying around with us now, and an opportunity to learn more about the things you're not using on that iPhone or iPad or tablet or Kindle or what have you. So, Jane, what's the newest thing you're studying down there?
Oh, we're studying apps. We're studying apps, and only because we all have different devices. So we can all share, you know, how to use them, the app, the program.
Exactly. So when you were all together the other day, you were telling me that you all went into the Google app and were able to...
Yes, everybody on their device was able to go play with their photos and go into the photo editing features that are on their, that come on Google Photos. But they were all holding different devices.
And the instructions, when you go to them, the instructions are there to tell you how to go next and what to do?
Well, pretty much. But, I mean, we share all the information together. Got a frog. Anyway, so we do things like that. So we do OverDrive for e-books, apps on all our devices to handle photos. How do you handle your mail app? We address all those things, and we share that information. It's a really good environment to learn any of that.
There's so many things that occasionally I stumble across. I have gotten so I use it way more than I ever thought I would. My iPhone is part of my body. One of the things that I've learned, and I'm just going to, we'll pop from subject to subject, but when I put in something into my calendar, I'm always very careful now, whether I know where it is or not, to put in the address, just in case, because it makes such a simple thing. If, for an example, I just recently went up to Medford, Oregon, over just to go up and pick something up, and when I put the trip in to remind myself, I went ahead and put the address of the company I was going. So as we got close to the city, I was able to just hit that. My GPS immediately takes over and gives me step-by-step directions without entering anything else into the system. I'm not, and for a long time, wasn't even sure where it was going to do that. But in my car, it actually then goes right into the Bluetooth operation, cuts in on my music, and gives me the, you know, step-by-step directions, when to turn and what have you, without doing another thing other than putting that address just in when I put the date or the meeting in.
Yeah, it's surprising how
magic.
Much all this stuff.
It's magic. I have no other explanation because I'm not technology savvy enough to do that.
Well, it's, you would have enjoyed the, at the computer club the other night, we had a Michael Sawyer demonstrate Google products, Google Calendar, how he uses it so efficiently, just like you explained to me how you can put information in. But I didn't realize until he showed us all the things that you can do. You can invite people to look at that date. You can, besides what you just said, giving you the address to go there. And it's just amazing all the stuff that's in that tool. And when he was talking about this, we went, like you said, all over the place. And then he went and talked about this app called the Portrait app. If you haven't heard of that, everyone go put it on your device. It is just an awesome thing. So he works for Fields Jewelers, and you'll see his information in the latest March's Enjoy magazine. But he was one of our guest speakers the other night at the Computer Club. So,
so again, and this was at the Computer Club, and we're talking about Computer Users Group of Reading. And give us the information about that, Jane. If they want more information about that, they can contact you how?
We're on Facebook. They have a Facebook page. They just type in the Reading Computers Club, and you'll find us. We also are at the... You can also look at the information, connect to us by looking at the Frontier Senior Center website, and you'll go to the classroom for our information. You'll see right there where the computer club classes are, or computer classes are. Let me misstate that. Computer classes are, and you'll see all the information for all the instructors there, as well as the site to get to us at the Reading Computer Club.
And again, that's the Frontier Senior Center webpage, and you can get to that by, it's just Frontier Senior Center.com, frontierseniorcenter.com, and then you can go in there and you can find out all about all of the computer classes that are there and all the other things that are going on down at the Frontier Senior Center. And I'm going to just segue just one moment right now to talk a little bit more about that, because the Frontier Senior Center has their 20th birthday celebration coming up, and we're having a big celebration down there on May 14th. So I want everybody to mark that on their calendar. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Frontier Senior Center, this is going to be your opportunity to become familiar with it, because we're going to have an open house. It's a Saturday afternoon. We're going to be there from 3 to 6, and we're going to have a champagne hors d'oeuvre tours. We're going to have live music, courtesy of another good friend of the Frontier Senior Center, Alan and Gail Wright, who Alan used to be a teacher there. He's also a musician and has a really nice band, and they're going to be playing music for us. We're going to have tours of the facility. We're going to have a raffle, no host wine and beer bar, along with the champagne and hors d'oeuvres. And we're going to be celebrating, and we're going to have people in scattered throughout the facility to tell you all the things that will really surprise you about all the things that are available and go on at the Frontier Senior Center on a weekly basis. As an example, in the computer room.
Yes, in the computer room. Well, you can follow, as she suggested, in the website, and you go to the computer classes. You'll follow the links, and you'll see the blog. The blog will show you what's happening in the classroom and what we're actually studying. So we go in pieces of studying. So we recently just studied for the whole month Google Photos. So, yeah, and then when we have this event, I will see you all there, because I'll be in the classroom. And you bring your device, you bring your questions, and I'll be there, and I'll show you what we do. And if I can help you, I will.
And she's going to, Jane's in the process of building a slideshow.
Right.
That will be running reel-to-reel. And throughout, actually, we're going to have one in the big room about all the things going on at the Senior Center. And then in the computer room, it will be specific to the computer classes and the different things that have happened in there. You know, there's a whole world, and I talk to so many of the seniors so often who say, oh, well, I wouldn't know what to do with it. And it was interesting to me when we got started with these computer classes gosh, 15 years ago, I'm thinking,
yeah.
Or better, because we actually, AT&T came through with a grant for me and wanted to start a help adults literacy program, adult literacy program, and wanted to donate a computer and put someone in there. And at that point, my mind wasn't really around seniors and computers, and I thought, gosh, I don't know. Is that something the seniors might be interested in? So we started with that very basic literacy program in one of the offices there that we used for meetings. And it just blossomed so quickly into, well, let's start some computer classes. And seniors coming in I think what motivated a lot of them was the fact that being able to communicate with their grandchildren, actually get pictures of those new babies that were born back east and you didn't get a chance to see, and you got pictures and they were so excited at the very beginning, just bringing in things and having us show them their pictures that they'd gotten somehow and didn't know how they'd gotten them. And it was interesting that started, and now we've gone so far with
right.
it.
Back then, not too far back, people, my group, my students, were all ecstatic about making their first photo slideshow with music and text and everything on there. And so we tried to outdo each other. And it was great. So now things have progressed to YouTube. So now we don't burn things on a DVD anymore. We make a movie and we send it up to the cloud. So,
oh,
I mean,
that darn cloud again.
But, I mean, that's where we're going, and that's where we went. But you can't find any device to burn a DVD on anymore. That's not done. So it's just kind of fun. And then, on the other hand, you got your photo slideshow on your phone, and then you can just grab somebody and say, hey, look. They can't run away from you, right? I can just sit right next to you.
but it's a much more pleasurable way to show your pictures and what have you. Jane and I have, and her husband and my friend Mary that I travel, we do dinner and a movie. When either one of us travel to a really nice place, and no one ever wants to watch your pictures, which is, I quit printing pictures because who wants to look at your movies or what have you. We have a really nice interest in. We go to one or the other's house, we have dinner, and then on our big screen TVs, we're able to pop those pictures right up there and watch the adventures of each other. And it's quite an entertaining time and fun.
Yeah, because you have a device, because we all have devices that are smart
TV
television
and all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it's great. And then also we've learned how to make photo books, because those are also great memories.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, a while back, my grandson turned 8, and I gave him a photo book of just himself and his trip. That's his favorite book, because it's all about him.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it is. So lots of stuff out there for all age groups, and we're specifically targeting the senior population in our efforts here today. Not to say that we don't have something to offer, and we welcome any age group to come in. If you've got something really interesting you'd like to share, and you'd like to share it in one of these classes, please feel free to give us a call down there and come in and show, give us a demonstration. Right now, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Easter is this Sunday, March 27th. Join me with my jazz ensemble featuring Bernie Baker on guitar and Bruce Kalin on bass. Hi, this is Linda Bott. This Easter, we'll be singing and playing our favorite jazz standards on the veranda from 11 to 2. On this Easter Sunday, View 202 will feature a special Easter menu. So join us and call 226-8439 for reservations today.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. Man's Last Stronghold, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio from the very beginning. It's where I get my haircut. It's where Carl gets his haircut. And guys, it's where you need to get your haircut too. Cypress Avenue, 2463-244-9470. And I have seen a few ladies in there as well. Now, back to Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday. And if you would like to join our program, have a question for Jane Quinn from the Computer Users Group of Reading, also one of my instructors down at the Frontier Senior Center computer classes, give us a call at 605-4567. So the new upcoming study thing for this next period here is what, Jane?
Oh, video conferencing. So if our fellow members don't know how to Skype with their family or use FaceTime with their family, this we're going to study. We're going to that's going to be our project for April. And with the computer club, the Reading Computer Club that meets in the public Reading Public Library, we are going to, our next project is we are going to start video conferencing, where you, if you are a member and you can't make it to the meeting, you could join us over the Internet in Zoom conferencing. And that tool, free, I'm going to cash in on your word free. There's so much free good stuff. That's one of the free good things. And so is the Google. It's a free good product. And they also have, well, let me continue on with the video conferencing. So with that, it holds up to 50 participants. So when you join the club and you want to see that presentation and you can't make it down because of whatever issue, you could watch us.
And interact?
Yes, you can. You can interact with us. You can ask questions. You can be a part of the group, even though you're not physically in the group. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole idea of video conferencing, which I think our seniors don't take advantage of, and their families don't take advantage of. But we are changing that in our group. We are Skyping with each other. We are FaceTiming with each other, especially if we don't see someone for a while. Like one of my friends was ill. And I hadn't seen her, so I FaceTimed her. And it was great just to see her. And then I have another member that is a caregiver and can't get away. And a lot of us are in that circumstance sometimes and don't want to miss time with the group. So this is a good answer, video conferencing.
It is. And you know, it's an example of how if you work together with other people in your community, in your interest group, you can solve some of the issues that we all face as aging takes place in our families. One or other of the members of the household may need some extra care and then becomes a limiting factor to everybody else in the household. Instead of just accepting that and saying, well, I can't do those things anymore, there are alternatives if you look within your peer groups and as you indicate. Okay, I have to be home today because someone is sick and what have you. But while I'm taking care of them, I can sit here on my computer and I can listen to this very exciting class and go ahead and learn and mix with my group anyway.
little bit of a possible breaking news story. Now, this is the second time in a couple of months that we've heard this, and the last time it turned out to be a hoax, and we certainly hope that this is a similar situation. Naval Medical Center San Diego has ordered all personnel to shelter in place. Someone reported seeing an armed man. Now, you recall a couple of months ago they had that exact same scenario down there at the Balboa Naval Hospital. That turned out to be a mistake, and hopefully it is the same situation this time. And as much as I hate for there to be pranks involved in this sort of very scary scenario, we certainly hope that there is no threat to the people down there. But as we get more information, we'll pass it along.
Thanks, Bob. You know, I think as a side note, we can't any of us, when things happen like they just happened in Belgium, put that completely out of our mind. I think for sanity's sake, we have to continue to put one foot in front of the other and think about our everyday life and the present. And sometimes maybe not dwell so much on the future, because I think we could make ourselves crazy if we focus in on all the things that are happening. A little while ago, Bob showed me a headline about an indictment of seven Iranians by the U.S. government who are in plots to blow up our dams and take over the banking system.
Well, that's the beauty. You don't have to have any explosives. Just a little bit of computer code in the right place could say, turn every traffic light in town green at once.
Yeah.
Turn off every ATM machine for days. Cause an overload at a chemical facility. The list goes on.
And on. And if you become to the point where you really start focusing on all that information on a daily basis, I'm just thinking it could make you crazy. So we're going to go back to talking about fun things about Tristan and her absolute phobia of the cloud, and how Jane Quinn is going to solve that problem by making me push the button to drop everything I own into the cloud and not absolutely panic that my collection of thousands of pictures for my entire life that I have just systematically put onto my computer and are all stored nicely in their little folders in Picasso, and she's telling me, Trish, you have to take them out of there and put them in the cloud, and I'm, oh my God, I'm just not going there easily.
Well, Boomer Tech has advocated, yes, cloud storage, as long as you have the security precautions in place, is good, but also have a local storage as well.
Oh,
back
I did.
Up your backup.
I actually, because after we had the gate.
Wait, we had it in the classroom. Frank Toner from Crown Camera came over and gave us a great presentation for one solid hour of how we all can protect ourselves.
And he said not once, but probably four times during that area, that you all needed that little hard drive. The backup hard drive or that.
Not even a hard drive anymore. For about $50, this is a 128 gigabyte flash drive that fits in my pocket that can store literally thousands of photos, and I walk around with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I did. So I went and I bought my stuff and I backed it. Well, I was going to just back up the pictures, but when I actually got to reading it, external hard drive. And I got such a deal on it, and I got two of those nice flash things that you've got there. But I backed up my whole computer on it. And now I just have this feeling of security as I look at that little metal thing sitting there and going, it's all safe!
It's all safe. It's all good.
It's
don't
awesome
put all
feeling.
The eggs in one basket.
Right.
No. So
exactly.
I have it in carbonite. I have it there. If the world goes any, I still got all my pictures. And I think for most of us, as we age, pretty much everything is replaceable.
Yes.
Except
and the scheme of things is just, you know, it's just
it is. But
when
your pictures, you
yes.
are never going to be able to take that picture of your 44-year-old son when he was a baby.
Right.
Or your grandkids when they were first born or baptized. Those you don't replace that.
And
you cannot.
I've always said
in your mind.
If you really like it, print it.
Yeah.
That device, whatever it is, will be obsolete. Remember hi-fis?
Yes.
So, I mean, you're going to have to move that whatever you have to a new medium whenever it comes. And you might not be around to move it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you really value it, print it.
One of the things I end up doing a lot these days is people will bring me video cassettes. Anybody remember video cassettes?
I still have them, and I have a device to play them.
Yeah. Well,
what I get a lot of people asking me to do is to take video cassettes, audio cassettes, and reel-to-reel tapes. That's and put them into a digital format, because once that's done, you can make perfect copies, because an analog device, if you try to copy it to another analog device, eventually it's like making a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy. Same thing. It fades out. Once it's digitized, though, and you store it in several different places, you have preserved those memories. So there's places that Crown Camera does it across the street for photographs. I do the reel tapes and cassettes and things like that.
And Bob, do you actually do 8mm?
8mm film is very expensive stuff. They do it over at Crown. It's because you have to take, it's 18 frames every second, and you have to take a picture of each and every frame and build a movie out of it. That ain't cheap.
Right.
Oh, and that's where my home movies are still on the 8mm.
We want to run right over there to Crown Camera.
There's with people a lot of money.
Well,
because I've got several.
But, you know, this is interesting. If you belong to, whether you come to the computer class at the senior center or you join a computer club, you could ask those questions. And there are people in that group that have done it, show you how to do it. Some things you just like, it's too hard for me to do. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's good.
On the phone with us right now, grab your headphones, ladies. Henry is calling in. Henry, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Henry.
I've been listening to this conversation. And, you know, I've got one of those things, too. It's called an album.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'll let you go on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if there's a wildland fire and you can't get home to get your album, that could be that.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, what I found, and as I'm going through, and thanks for calling, Henry, because I'm glad to know there's people out there listening.
I think it's
yeah, okay.
Thanks so much.
All right.
You should see my library. Paper books everywhere, but I have a Kindle and all that too. The idea being, though, yes, it's nice to hold the album in your hand, flip through it and all that, but if I weren't home, because I live in the rural area, and the fire came through, it'd be gone. And irreplaceable.
And not only that, here's the reality of the world we live in. Our children are not interested in those albums. I found after my mother passed away, and my sister and I started going through the reams of stuff that she had saved, and we're both getting older and didn't want a lot of it either, but we checked with all of the kids. I have one son. She has three children. We checked with all of them, and only one was interested in a portion of it. There were hundreds of photos. That's the other thing about it. If, in fact, you're keeping those photos, be sure you're identifying who's in them. Because if you don't, the people following you are not going to know who is them. There was a trunk full of pictures. My sister and I could identify maybe a third of the people in them. Both parents were gone at that point. Nobody else around who could identify those people. So those albums, while they bring... You may enjoy them a lot. They're not something your kids are going to keep after you're gone. You need to put it in a format where they, in fact, will keep them, and you can do that with some of the digital stuff. Right back after this break.
That's right. And this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. And there's going to be a cigar event on March 21st, 4 to 7 at the store. My Father's Cigars, rated the number one cigar of 2015. There'll be the whole cigar line, special prices and raffles. That is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio from the very beginning. We will be back after these messages.
Life is so strange. When you don't know, how can you get where you're going to?
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, 3 young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Jay Leno, Saturday, March 26th, 8 p.m., Redding Civic Auditorium.
Police say an 84-year-old man pepper sprayed a security guard during a dispute at a retirement community bingo game in Florida. The old guy said he was fed up, said he told the security guard he had it up to here, and that was just his pants, okay? That wasn't even counting. That pants up to here.
Buy tickets at the box office by calling 530-229-0022 or online at RedingCivic.com. Presented by Redding Civic Auditorium.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
This portion of the program, KCNR 1460, it's 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. This portion brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani priding himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Yes, we are in the final segment of Free Fire Radio this morning. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and I'm always on KCNR Radio on Thursdays. Jump into the chat room, KCNR1460.com, or give us a call like Henry did at 605-4567. We're going to spend the last 10 minutes here trying to get all of you people out there, because I know you're there, who have these iPhones and iPads and tablets and Kindles and PCs that you're not using to their best ability. And we have this marvelous group of very fun people. I've been to the, I pop in and out of the computer class all the time. They're great people that are doing the same kind of things you are. They're interesting. They share conversations and things that they've run into that can solve your problems. I never go into that classroom that I don't walk out going, "I didn't know that, and I'm so glad to learn that, and well, that solves that problem." And I know you're out there. I just know you are. So please give us a call down at the Frontier Senior Center, or stop by and pick up a newsletter, or go online, frontierseniorcenter.com, and go to the computer class thing. Computer users of Reading, they meet at the library. When do you meet down at the library?
At the community room, community room on the fourth Tuesday of the month. But you look at the website for the times and locations, because they might change.
Exactly. So
the location stays the same, but the time and the date may change because of the conflict.
And I know that they also all go to lunch one day a week together, and then they share. And there's it, you know, if you're going, it can be a good hobby. It can be something to get you interested in making better use. If all you're doing with that phone that the kids bought you is making phone calls, use it. It's got a camera on it. It's got a flashlight on it. It's got all these apps that will do marvelous things. And you know what? It's the other thing they say is that's what keeps us all young. You got to keep using both sides of the brain. And if that's a part that you've never been involved in, the other thing I read recently is that if you're an intellectual person, that's the side of your brain you're using, then you need to do something like grow flowers and use that other side of your brain. Go out and work in the yard and vice versa. So if this is something you've absolutely never done, have never been involved in a computer, oh my gosh, I know nothing about it, trust me, you can learn. You can find out one little thing each day. They'll show you how to use it on your device. It opens up a whole new world.
It does. And a lot of people are walking around with these phones, and they don't realize it's really a computer they have in their hand.
And there are no stupid questions.
Oh, there are absolutely none. And I find myself trying to struggle with bringing up something because I learned it 2 years ago, and now I have to revisit it again because I haven't touched it in such a long time. So we've all been there.
I mean, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to Jane, and she has so much knowledge about this technology. She's got a great background with computers and all of this stuff. Jane Quinn has actually called me on the phone and said, "Trish, tell me how you did." And I go, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm teaching Jane Quinn how to do something," because I recently just built a web page for the senior center. Because I just decided that was something I needed and nobody else was going to do it, and so I did, and it looks pretty darn good. I want you to go out there and take a look at it. But anyway, it's fun to get involved in this group, and there's so much that we can learn from each other. And not only that, you can share that time, then you can share that with your friends. It gives you, gets your mind operating. That's what it keeps you young. So many other things that are available down in the senior center. If you want to come down there for a class, we have lunch that day, or pop in, do a little exercise in the morning before you go in for your computer class. All kinds of stuff out there to do.
Right. Yeah. At the senior center, there's a lot of activity, you know, things you can engage in. Stay there the whole day, actually, if you want to. There's lots of things to do.
And if you have, even though they've touched on some of these things in previous groups, like all the pictures or building, if you haven't done some of the things that we've talked about and you want to learn how to do those, come on down. Ask the questions. They'll walk you right through it.
Oh, yeah. Especially with our age group and you want to connect with the grandkids, we'll show you how to use those social media. We'll show you how to get on Facebook. We'll help you put all your settings together, tell you what you need to do and what you need to be aware of to keep yourself protected. And a lot of people, our seniors, buy these things or are given these things and don't realize the aspects of it, of the whole entire thing.
Sure, and you need to go in and set the different programs up and do some things to protect you so that your information isn't going to everybody out there in the world. Those settings are there. They need to be updated from time to time. We can show you how to do that.
I will submit at this point that every single new technology has had skeptics and fear mongers. It was predicted that the introduction of the phonograph would put live musicians out of business because nobody would want to leave their home and go to a concert. It was predicted that television would put the movies out of business because who would want to leave their home to go and to go to see a film anymore. It was predicted that telephones would destroy society because they enabled too much communication. So every new technology that has been a disruptive technology, the doom and gloom has been spread around. Same thing we're dealing with right now.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. And there's Spotify. Everybody loves Spotify. That's music. You can make your own set of songs that you want to hear. Unlike Pandora, which is another tool you can use for music, in which they said digitizing music would put musicians out of work.
Absolutely. And so, you know, even now, like I just, one of our own local groups here, Bethel has their Bethel music group that is now top rated on many of the YouTube listening stations and what have you. They just have a great album that had been put out, that's listed, that's recorded at their service there. But is that putting the famous people and the people from Nashville out of business? Absolutely not. It's still seeking its own level, and there's room in that new industry for all of them.
One of our biggest fans, Dr. Maria, can listen to this program when she's down in San Jose. It's something that simply couldn't have happened 10 years ago.
And you know the thing that I remind a lot of people, because they say, well, I don't want to waste my time with that. Again, I'll repeat, and I may have said this on the air before, but when I'm not heavy into it, and I don't spend all day long with my phone in my hand. However, when I'm sitting there in the evening, rather than watching some aimless TV show, I can sit and I can have a conversation playing Words with Friends, and I can have a conversation with my friends in Idaho, a little back and forth, what have you been doing all day, did you get back from Mexico, blah, blah, blah. I can then turn and have a conversation with my girlfriend in Alabama, flip over to West Virginia and talk to Judy Fish back there. I mean, and all without leaving my couch, having a brandy on the rocks, if you will, and communicate in a worthwhile way. And as you indicate, I can actually see them face to face. And I'm saying that's great technology. You can keep in touch with people who are near and dear to you on a real one-to-one basis and have an ongoing conversation with them.
A tool is neither good nor evil. It's in the application. A gun is neither good nor evil. It's in who's holding on to it.
That's exactly right. And you know what? It's all out there. It's absolutely foolish for us not to take advantage of all the wonderful things and use them for the good that they're in. Bob makes a good point. Certainly, there's always going to be somebody who's going to try to take the good side of things and do something bad with them, but there's so much good to be had. Thank you, Jane Quinn, for joining me. This is fun. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us talk about it.
Well,
and I hope I excited at least one of you to give us a call and join this very active group and learn something that keeps you young. See you next Thursday.
At the gates of hell,
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran is accused of orchestrating a series of cyber attacks against banks in the U.S. as well as a New York City area dam.
We have unsealed an indictment against 7 alleged experienced hackers employed by computer security companies working on behalf of the Iranian government, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the attacks threaten America's economic well-being, posing a national security threat. The suspects are not in custody. European leaders are meeting in Brussels, plotting the way forward in the war on terror. Correspondent Angela Charlton is in the Belgian capital, scene of this week's deadly attacks.
Among the questions that have come up in recent days are whether the Belgian authorities failed in their efforts to prevent this kind of attack, and also whether European countries are sharing enough intelligence with each other.
Senator Lindsey Graham, who has endorsed Ted Cruz for the Republican presidential nomination,